T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did somebody say whoomp? Because Lomas kept saying, there it is.
Not that I heard Gator, but we can go back and we can break down the tape.
Just wondering. There it is.
That was an unbelievably well-blocked play. The idea that Tampa might not have been ready for the snap or something, I don't know what happened. They got blown off the ball.
That's too bad.
Yeah. I think I could have got 3 yards, maybe 2.5 on that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There was a play last night where Jared Goff was being pressured. And he steps up and looks like he's, like, for a second in his head, he thought, I'm going to run for 20 yards. This is one of those plays that quarterbacks do. They're just going to take off and go. And his body starts to move, but is not going near fast enough like he thought. And it ends up being like a 3 yard gain or a 2 yard gain or something like that. But I thought it looked like in his head, he was going someplace.
All right. So this morning, I'm like, you know, it's temperatures in the 40s. So I did what one does. Go into the closet and I pulled out a vest. I haven't worn in months.
Oh, boy.
And I found...
keys? Your keys?
Some sunglasses I hadn't seen in probably 9 months. I'm like, oh, hey. I remember these. I should go through all my winter clothes because I bet I got a lot of stuff in those pockets that I haven't seen in forever.
Yeah, I always, you're right. When you put on a winter jacket or a fall jacket for the first time in a long time, I always check the pocket and see what's in there.
Well, apparently last time I wore this coat, I went to Fraser's Pub. Right? Because of a receipt in my pocket.
More often than not, it's dog treats for me.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, there's another dog treat.
They start to smell?
No.
Okay, they can't go bad, right? Dog treats.
I mean, I don't know. It's just a crunchy little morsel.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was kind of excited. I'm like, oh, sweet. I haven't seen these in a long time.
But not your keys.
Not my keys, no. Those keys. I don't think we're going to find those keys until we move out of the house and we, like, move some furniture, like a refrigerator, the garage fridge or something. Those keys might not be found until the house is, like, destroyed by a wrecking ball.
Wow.
I don't know what happened to them. They slipped into a nexus in the universe. All right, feedback coming in the Carson Anderson inbox. From an unnamed texter, I love the show and most of your takes, but come on, guys, stop acting like the Lions fans shouldn't be concerned about the offense stalling when we've got tons of weapons on the field and two straight games we didn't look good. If the defense is on the field too long and we're already beat up there, we're in trouble. Okay, so... let me be clear here. When I see stop acting like, that's how you're interpreting the way we are acting. I tend to look at bigger pictures here. Like, for instance, the Lions scored 24 points. 24 points a game puts you dead nuts in the middle of the NFL. If the low bar is that, then that's fine. Now, they only scored 17 the week before. In a really weird low possession game, like last week, it was a low possession game. That was, I think each team had the ball just eight times. Four times a half is a low possession game. I'm not going to have two games move me off the position that the Lions offense is really good, especially when one of them, like Tampa, has been a problem for Detroit. If the Lions are going to score 17 to 24 points a game, I will agree with you. I will argue pretty strongly that the Lions are going to average more than 24 points a game the rest of the season.
I think that's safe to say. I will agree that it was disappointing to not see them score more. They should have, without question. They know they left points out. Jared Goff wasn't hiding from it, and he said we really should have, you know, broken out and scored a bunch. They easily could have scored 40 last night, and they didn't, and that's a problem. They turned it over, and then they turned it over on downs. I mean, they had the chance to
miss a field goal.
They missed a field goal. They had a chance to on fourth and three, they went for it, and Goff overthrew Tesla in the end zone. I mean, yeah, there's absolutely things to work on, and Tampa Bay was able to put a pass rush on Jared Goff that was quite disruptive and made him throw before he wanted to or made him uncomfortable in the pocket moving around. He took a number of hits. It is something they're going to have to work on, but it's also a positive. Look, they had 275 yards in offense in the first half.
Yeah.
That's a mess load of yards. And even if you take away the long run, it's still almost 200 yards in offense in the first half alone. It's a great start. But they clearly have things that they have to work on. And I think those are fixable things.
I mean, ask yourself, whoever sent this text, ask yourself this question. Do you really think the offense is in trouble? If you do, fine. I do not. I don't think they've had their most elite performances the last couple of weeks, but do you think the offense is in trouble?
I don't think they're in trouble, no, but I do think that there are, I don't know if they're holes in the offense or it's just little things that need to be fixed. And I think, look, you get Taylor Decker back for the first time. That helps things out a little bit. But I think after the bye week, I would expect this offense to be much better after the bye week because getting guys the rest is really important. Penei Sewell is the best offensive lineman on this team, but even he gets beat sometimes.
Kang, do you think the offense is in trouble or a major concern?
No, I don't. I'd be worried if they weren't getting yards. Like, they got a ton of yards, right? But they just didn't get any points off those yards, and that's where people start to get frustrated. I get it. I think it goes back to what Dan Campbell said this week is it's always just like one thing. They're so close, whatever it is. You know, if it's one missed block or missed assignment or a reroute, whatever it is. I think they're really close to going back to what we just saw at the beginning of the year where they're averaging, what, a 40-burger, 50-burger, whatever they're doing, right? They still average over 30 points a game, even with the last 2 weeks. So this offense is still really good. You saw what they can do. I think people are frustrated because they see it. They see it right there, and they just didn't convert to get the touchdown, or Bates misses a field goal, whatever it is, right? Or a sack puts them out of field goal range.
And they're missing by that much. It's not like, you know, if you had another half second to throw the ball, he's going to deliver it on time and, you know, in stride to somebody. Or, you know, he doesn't get sacked, and then he'll see the guy that's there ready to make the intercept. Whatever it is, you know, the offensive line will be able to make the blocks. I'm not worried about it. I think this is, like Kang, I think it's a good point. The yards are there. The results weren't. They left too many points on the field, but they know they left the points on the field. It's not like they're like, I don't know what to do. They think, like, oh, we blew this. And they had many opportunities to really kind of put the game away early, and they didn't. I mean, they scored 14 points.
Yeah.
I don't know, it was relative early. I mean, they scored the first drive, everything looked smooth, and then, stalling here, stalling there, and then they get a big run from Jahmyr Gibbs, and like, okay, here we go. And they had several opportunities inside of 5 minutes left in the first half, and they didn't really capitalize.
There was one, like, and, you know, take it with a grain of salt. I think we're nitpicking about a lot of stuff here.
Yeah.
When the Lions went right down the field and scored the opening drive touchdown, got the football right back after a three and out, drove into Tampa territory, and Goff got hit and fumbled. Another three and out. They drive right back deep into Tampa territory, and they're facing a fourth and two. And at the time, I said, okay, I'm going to first guess this going forward here. because they have dominated this game. Tampa doesn't have a first down. Lions have moved up and down the field like on three possessions, and they're leading 7-0. I'm making this a two-score game here. They went for it. They didn't get it. In the end, it didn't matter. But that's an example of points left on the field. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, sometimes game flow and situation impacts the point totals. Because, I mean, the Lions' last two possessions, they're like, here, we're going to hand it off. And if we don't get the first down, we're just going to punt it back and make you go the length of the field. Which, with a team like Tampa and their comeback ability, I'm wondering, are they playing with fire here? And they really weren't when it was all said and done. But
skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Well, and are we going to talk about the Jake Bates problem?
Because he missed a field goal?
Well, and then the one that he made was... That was one for the ages, man. I don't think I've ever seen a ball hit the upright and cut across and go just inside the other upright for a good field goal. I've seen it happen where it's quite pronounced, but not like... I mean, it was that close to hitting the other crossbar.
If it's ever happened before, I can... rest pretty assured that it happened against the Lions.
Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm being facetious with Jake Bates.
Yeah, he's a problem sarcasm, at all.
250 plus yard field goals. He missed the 53 and nailed the 58.
Matt in Bloomfield says, guys, for me, the key to the game was keeping Baker Mayfield bottled up behind the line of scrimmage. He never got a chance to scramble and get that key first down to possibly spark his team or get back in rhythm. Getting to the quarterback is one thing. Keeping him behind the line of scrimmage is usually a tougher task.
He didn't take off and go and get big time yards, did he?
Nope.
If you look at his rushing totals in the game, you know, he's not even credited with a rush. So none yards rushing on none carries because they kept him contained. Want to give credit to somebody else in special teams? Jack Fox.
Oh.
He belted two punts for 63 and 66 yards.
Yep.
Those were huge. When the offense isn't going, you're deep in your zone and Jack Fox is belts it out to the 15-yard line and return comes out to wherever it comes out to. But it's not like Tampa starting at the 45. I mean, it's Tampa starting inside their 30. He did his job, and he's a stud, one of the best in the game.
It's Carson Anderson, 97-1, the ticket.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.